pressure is growing on Cardinal George Pell to give evidence to the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. Abuse victim David Ridsdale told the Commission yesterday that George Pell tried to silence him when he alleged that he was being sexually abused by his uncle Gerald Ridsdale. Cardinal Pell, who was last year hand-picked by Pope Francis to make the Vatican's finances more transparent, has repeatedly disputed David Ridsdale's version of the conversation. In a statement released last night, Cardinal Pell again rejected claims that he helped move Ridsdale between parishes and tried to pay one of his victims to remain silent. He also denied ignoring another victim's claims that a now-convicted sex offender was abusing children at St Patrick's College in Ballarat. Cardinal Pell said, "At no time did I attempt to bribe David Ridsdale, his family, and try to get him to persuade him to be silent." Cardinal Pell said he regretted the misunderstanding between he and David Ridsdale. He also said, "At the time of our discussion, the police were already aware of allegations against Gerald Ridsdale. Then and now, I supported those police investigations." Well, Robert Mickens is a leading commentator on the Vatican and editor-in-chief of the Catholic magazine Global Pulse. Robert Mickens, welcome back to RM Breakfast.
Very good to be with you, Fran.
Robert, does George Pell's position at the Vatican prevent him from giving a statement to the Royal Commission?
Well, it doesn't appear that it will. He has indicated in his statement last night that he wants to clear this up, and he said it deserves an immediate response. What I don't know how one defines immediacy, but I think that, as always, the cardinal is going to weigh in on this. He's going to have his say. And I guess it all comes down to one person's word against another.
Yeah, that's what it would seem. I mean, these allegations raised again in the Royal Commission by David Ridsdale against George Pell are damning. I mean, he told the Royal Commission he phoned George Pell, then Father Pell, in 1993 to tell him about the abuse, that abuse had happened in the past. And instead of offering help, he tried to buy his silence. That's David Ridsdale's interpretation of the conversation. He said that George Pell asked what would it take for him to keep quiet. George Pell has responded to this in the past. He's responded again overnight, denying this version of the conversation. Would you think it would be in George Pell's interest to respond not just with a piece of paper, to be actually make another appearance at the Royal Commission?
I suspect that would help his case. Now, whether he does that or not, that's his decision. I think, you know, from our perspective here at the Vatican, you know, those of us who follow the Vatican, and I think probably the headache that these type of things could cause for a pope, especially the widely famous Pope Francis, is how serious are these accusations, and is there a criminal charge? If the cardinal were to be charged criminally for something that he's done, then I think that would prompt the pope to do to some sort of action. We saw that already in the United States just a month or so ago, when a bishop in Kansas City, Robert Finn, stepped down. He resigned, but it's pretty well understood that he was removed by the Pope and the people at the Vatican for being convicted of the crime of hindering sexual abuse and not reporting a possible case of sexual abuse.
We are short of that here, though. I mean, there's no criminal charge against George Pell.
Right.
It is,
right,
as it, he said, he said. What is this having any impact on George Pell's, you know, reputation or standing in the Vatican? Is it reverberating there?
Well, one of the things that has happened over the last several months is what some people have interpreted as a campaign to get George Pell. Find any kind of dirt on him, anything embarrassing that would stop his reform of the finances. That's one interpretation, and according to this interpretation, the people that want to stop him are those who did not want reform of finances. However, there are also those that are alarmed by the methods of Cardinal Pell, and these are people that would also, inside the Vatican, want to reform the finances and the general reform that Pope Francis is trying to map out for the entire bureaucracy of the Vatican, the Roman Curia. And these people would be alarmed by what they believe is a lack of transparency in the history of Cardinal Pell and in his own archdiocese, former Archdiocese of Sydney. For example, the building and the cost and the payment of the Domus Australia in Rome, none of that has been very transparent, the expenditures on that. The cost of World Youth Day and the papal visit that he hosted for Benedict XVI. All of this, I think, has alarmed the fact that there has not been a lot of true transparency in the financing of these projects, I think has alarmed some people. And also the fact that Cardinal Pell, while he is championing the finance reform, does not seem to be totally on board with the overall thrust of the pontificate. It's no secret that it's pretty well known that he was backing Cardinal Scola of Milan, really, he's more in sync with another style of papacy and church than the one that Pope Francis has put forward. So I think that there are, George Pell is getting hit from all sides. And I think the Pope is going to be very judicious and very prudent before he would take any steps regarding this latest problem in Australia, especially if there's no kind of criminal charge connected to it.
Sure. Well, just finally and briefly then, Robert, what about the Pope's attitude more broadly and the Vatican's attitudes to the issue of child abuse in the church? Australia's not the first country where the Vatican has had to deal with this. There's the Irish inquiry before then. There's been criticism of the Vatican for refusing to release all papal documents relating to every abuse case involving an Australian cleric. Is the Pope himself, is he on board enough in the view of some there in the Vatican on this whole issue of child abuse?
The best sense that I can get is that Pope Francis wants a solution to this that will be lasting, as in many of the projects that he's undertaken. He doesn't want to move quickly. He wants something that is not going to be a knee-jerk reaction, but something that will be 360 degrees on any type of issue, and certainly on this issue, sexual abuse of vulnerable people and minors is something horribly repugnant. And the Pope, I believe that's what he believes, certainly. Mm. But there's also the way that this has been handled in many places. For example, in the United States, what they call zero tolerance. Well, it should really be called one strike, you're out. Zero tolerance is what law is anyway. You break the law, you're punished for it. It's really one strike, you're out. And even a check swing, to use the baseball metaphor, you could get thrown out and you get the book thrown at you. And it's one size fits all justice. I think that now, after 10 years of this or more, people in the church, church leaders, bishops, the Pope, see, this is probably not the best policy, although it reads well in the press. It's not fair. It's not just. It's Soviet-style justice. There are grades of culpability and of a crime. Every crime is not the same. Every the mention of pornography before a child is not the same as physically sexual intercourse with a child.
Well, that's true. We need to leave it here. They're dangerous nuances to make when there is such a backlog of abuse that's never been heard or acknowledged.
Exactly. But the problem, I think, though, that people inside the Vatican and church leaders in general have the sense that anytime there's an accusation, the onus is on the person that's accused. And that's only in this case, because in every other type of justice, one is innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, but that's because it's children is the other side of this, isn't it?
That's absolutely true, but it's very, very different. If someone comes forward 40 years after something has happened and accuses someone, it's very difficult to prove. And I think that, not that it didn't happen, but I think that there's an exasperation among church leaders that sometimes maybe we're throwing everybody out very quickly just to satisfy the cries for justice when sometimes real justice is not being meted out.
Okay.
That's, I think, just the mentality. So I think in the case of Cardinal Pell, something criminal would have to be a part of this before the Pope would take any real action. That's my sense on it.
Robert, thank you for joining us again on Breakfast.
Great as always, friend.
Robert Mickens is a leading commentator on the Vatican and editor-in-chief of the Catholic magazine Global Pulse.